We're learning Masech this night. Cut Daf Hey and Aleph. I also want the Shia to be on Daf Dalin and Beis. One Shia on both Daf Dalin and Beis and Hey and Aleph. Daf Dalin and Beis at the end of the Amud, the Gemara talks about the Machloikis, if you can make the Amam. Machloikis is by Shvius, but the Gemara says by Mayid, everyone knows the Masakna Mesamukukolas by Mayid. When you have an Amas Samayim in the irrigation ditch, you could fix a irrigation ditch that's broken. Mayimukukolas. If it is a tefach deep, you're allowed to dig it up to 6 tefachim. Now Rashi says, Kloimar, that originally you had an amas samayim that was 6 tefachim, and then it became nistim to a tefach. In other words, the Pasha's words of the Gemara sound like that all it is a mukah tefach, and you're allowed to go and dig out an extra 5 tefachim. There's no indication that originally was 6 tefachim, but I guess the words of Mustakta and Smokokelis b'mayid sounds like originally you had a good amah. So that's why Rashi learns that originally there was an amah of 6 tefachim, it became only a tefach deep, and now you're allowed to re-dig it, make it into the, right, again, dig out the other 5 tefachim which was nista. But let's say it never was a 6 tefachim thing, and only was a tefach originally, Rashi's mavur, that you would not be allowed to dig it, and that's what the Ritva says in the Me'iri. And other Rishayim brought in the Sharetzion, Simon Tavkuf, Lam and Zayin, Sifkat and Tezayin, also the Sefer Eshkol, and other Rishayim. However, there is a pshat that the Rishayim already bring from Rashi, the Magen Mishnah, brings an Ilchus Yantar, Perches, Locha Gimel, brings an Inami in Rashi, even if it never was dug only one tefach, you can get it to 6 tefachim. And we have that also in Rashi and the Rif, and now more recently, Rashi Ksaviyad that we have on the margin of the Izvahadr volume. The Lashon Rambam is mashman that way, and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the same as Lashon Rambam, the Mug and the Ram and the Gayan say. The Rambam is mashman, it brings the Gemara the way we have it, it's mashman that even if it never was 6 tefachim, you could do it. So that's one machlekes Rishayim on the sugya. The other one is an ex gemara pshita. Chatzi tefach hashleishet tefachim came with l'avol mayalav klumu. If let's say you have a chatzi tefach of 3 tefachim, since the water doesn't go through it, it's nothing. Rashi learned since the water that goes through it mean that the 3 tefachim is not enough water to go through. So mel is called the terech of the leitzarich. It's a worthless amas hamayim if it's only 3 tefachim. That's the thing. So Lefiza, even if it would be a tefach deep or more, still, to dig it up to 3 tefachim wouldn't work. It's a tercha l'loy tzarech. It's not because it's a half a tefach, it's even if it's more. To dig an amah of 3 tefachim is worthless, so that's why it's aser. But other Rishayim, the Ritva and the Mukiyasev say that the kevin v'avri mayilaf klum means with the chatzi tefach. In other words, in order to dig an amah, it has to still be existent, so a tefach is something, so that way you can make it into 6 tefachim. A chatzi tefach is nothing, and that's why you can't even make it for 3 tefachim. So, according to that, if it would be a tefach, of course you would be allowed to make it 3 tefachim. So that's a machlokes Rishayim. The Magen Avraham, halacha lemaisa, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Zayin Eizvav says that you're only allowed to redig an amma if you're going to make it 6 tefachim. If you make it less than 6 tefachim, it's aser. So you see that he's being machmer like Rashi. The Mishabu is also says in that way. And you see also that the Shir, the Gemara says 6 tefachim is good, 3 tefachim is no good. Feistes, the Magen Avraham is saying the 6 tefachim is the ikur, and you have to have 6 tefachim, otherwise you can't do it. Interesting that the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch all leave out this din of the half a tefach to 3 tefachim. The Beisaisiv brings it. But why does the Rif, Rosh, Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch all leave it out? I don't know. Next Sarah is the Gemara asks the Shaila, what about a Tvachayim if you have 2 Tvachim and you want to make it 5 extra Tvachim to get it to 7? And the Gemara is the Shaila, maybe here is 5 and here is 5. So they're both the same. Or, Kevedik a Tefach is Seir Iket Tercha Tvei. Since it's an extra Tefach, there's a bigger Tercha. Now Rashi seems to be saying 2 different Shatim what this Tefach is Seir about the Tercha Tvei is. One Rashi says, "Came to tefach seir deloit sarich, call a tefach the sagi b'dalad." So that sounds like they're not matir because you don't need it, because an am is supposed to be six tvachim, not more, not less. But then when he says ikatir chutvei, he says shesheich atzim v'shalaisa tefach yesim midai. It sounds like because the tefach is deeper, so they allowed to do five tvachim with a depth of six tvachim, but not five tvachim with a depth of seven tvachim, because that's deeper, it's more tircha. The Mukyesev says clearly it's two turutzim. He says, V'chein ha-maysa mukit v'chayim l'shirin l'hamak oid hei l'ashlam zayim l'fisha derech amas ha-mayim sagi shigvaya amalach ha-mayim n'sharchim b'seichah. That's the first time of Rashi, that all you need is one ama. So they wouldn't be makel with more than that. V'oid, d'chol shu ha-mageis ma'am ikatir chisei l'ashlach ha-fu l'chutz. Because if you're going deeper, it takes more tircha to get the offer out. So that's the second time of Rashi. The Ritvah and the Ran only bring the time of tircha. Might be an afkamin if punkt the metzias changed and the irrigation ditches need to be deeper, but they're only digging five fachim, what's the din? Now it's interesting, also the Rif and the Rashwa completely leave out the Sibaya, but the Rambam does bring it, but he brings in the Kula. He says, just like you're allowed to do a tefak to make six tvachim, you're also allowed to, with two tvachim, make it into seven tvachim. Why is he passing the kula? Gemara applies to the teku. And the Raga Mishnah says, because it's derabanan. Malacha chalamay is derabanan. So he passes the kula. Dvo also brings that down, that it's the kula because it's derabanan. The Maisa, the Ari Shein of the Paschal Lechumra, Muki Yosef, and the Sharetzim brings the Ritz Geis, the Paschal Lechumra, but the Ramam and the Ritvam, Paschal the Kula, and Shulchan Aruch Paschal is the way like the Rambam. Simen Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Vav. Now the Magen Avraham clears, so Kumdes, if it has two Tfachim, you can go to seven. So Magen Avraham says, what if it has three? Could you go to eight? So he says, maybe not. Maybe 2 to 7 is Mutter, because that's maybe more necessary or less Tircha. But 3 to 8 is even more Tircha. Maybe everyone holds it, that's Asr. So Mishnah Berurah says that you really should be Cheshish for that and only go to seven, because the Asr Mishenim, that a machma even by seven. And then the Mishnah Berurah clears another shaila, that the reason why the Rishayim and Shulchan Aruch, the Ram and Shulchan Aruch pass the Kula, because it's their Rabbanan, well, what about the Rishayim that hold the Melechitz Chalamayit as their Eisa? So it seems, according to them, we should pass the Lechumra, and we shouldn't even be matter going from 2 to 7. He says, with Sarachian, it's interesting, it might be totally a little bit, we had mentioned then that the Mishnah Berurah brings it as three shittas. Others also bring it that way. It's three shittas. There's a shita that's the Raisa, there's a shita that's the Rabbana, and then there's the Ramban and the Ritva. They hold that B'derek Klal is the Raisa, but things that are Asal's Tircha, that's the Rabbana. So the Chayrus will be included, especially Ritva also says that that this is the Rabbana and called Teiku Lekula. So Kumdais, according to even the shittas that hold that it's the Raisa, but the shittas that hold that the Isser of Tirch is the Rabbanan, so then this would be the Rabbanan. And we mentioned then that we don't have a Raya from the Rishayim that do say it's the Raisa, that every single thing is the Raisa, even Tirch. So maybe that would make a difference, La Halacha, and passing in the Shayla Lekula, the Tzarechim Bezeh. And now let's get into the Sugya of Tzarechei Rabbin. The Gemara brings four stories of Amiram, Abaya, Rabbi Yirmiya, I'm sorry, three stories, Abaya, Rabbi Yirmiya, and Ravashi, that allowed them to different things to fix up the nar, l'shkufei nara, l'michre nara, l'akduchei nara burnitz. And the reason is because it's tzarechei rabim. That's what Ravashi said. Kevin the shasei rabim karam dami, v'tan kol tzarechei rabim is mutter. That's the first Gemara about tzarechei rabim, a discussion of you having a river which is used for drinking, used for the rabim to drink, and the different etayrim given to fix up the river. Then we have the next sugya, where it says that you could be chaitate the bayris, you could fix up the bayris, you could remove the debris in the bayris, and the Gemara says chatite in chafir olay, you're only allowed to be chaitate the bayris, you can't actually dig the bayris, make new bayris, and brings an amr abiyakav 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 amr abiyakav. Had the tzarechei rabim of being chaitate the bayris is when ein rabim tzrichim lehem, when rabim tzrichim lehem, so then even chafir is mutter. Now you go through the sugi, you'll see, by a barshal yachid, by a yachid, so then it works like this, chafir is never mutter, chatita is mutter when he needs it. And by a barshal rabbin, chatita is always mutter, and chafira is only mutter when you need it. What does it mean you need it? So the Ritva brings down from Rashi that they don't have any water to drink. That's what it means they need it. But the Dvar says it's incorrect, because if they don't have water to drink, even a yachid could do it, even if it's a big tayrach. Any tayrach achila ishtia is mutter, and I guess he means even if it's a maisa uman. Whatever is necessary for eating is mutter, period. Now, it brings some taisis that Ram tzarechla means after the maid, immediately after the maid. And Ram bein tzarechla means you don't have an immediate need for after the maid. But he's bothered if you don't need it immediately, he holds you wouldn't be mat even chatita. So he brings the Ramban, and that seems to be the pshat at the Pesach of Naaman, that Ram and tzarechla means that they have water. You know, so they wouldn't have water at all, like even a yachavim, but they have water, but it's difficult to get the water. It's for harvacha. It's not like without this you don't have water. That of course would be mut even for yachid. You would have water, but you wouldn't have water so accessible. You wouldn't have as much water. It would be more difficult to get to the water. That's what's called tzarech lehem. And Ram ein tzarech lehem means that during the mayid, it's not going to affect the water supply whatsoever. It's only for after the mayid. That's what ein tzarech lehem is. So by a yachid, whatever is not necessary for mayid is asa to do any type of malacha, period. If it is necessary for the mayid, he can only do chatita, but he cannot do chafira. And again, it's not a dire necessity, otherwise chafira would also be mutter. It's a necessity, meaning that it will help him with his water supply. He won't have to be metriach as much, he'll have more plentiful water. The rabbin, even if it's bechlal not necessary for the mayid, chatita is mutter. And if it's necessary for the mayid, even chafira is mutter. So this is the basis of the inyan of Tzarechei Rabbim. The Rush brings a Raivin that explains the whole sugya, and we're going to get into it now. This is what we want to explain now. First of all, what exactly is Tzarechei Rabbim? How does the heter of Tzarechei Rabbim, what things are different about Tzarechei Rabbim than Tzarechei Yachid? The second is, why were they matter by Tzarechei Rabbim more than Tzarechei Yachid? And the third is, what's included in Tzarechei Rabbim? So here's the halacha. By Tzarechei Yachid we find, and we'll see this later on in the Masechta, if it's Tzarech HaMayit, it's Mutter, but only if it's Maisa Hedyet. If it's a Davar Ovid, then it's Mutter even Maisa Uman. But if it's Tzarech HaMayit, but not Davar Ovid, only Maisa Hedyet is Mutter. Now, even when it's Maisa Hedyet, or even at times when it's Davar Ovid, if there's a Tirchi Yisera, or Fahesya, it would be Aser. Like, we already had some of it, and we'll have it more throughout the Masechta. So that's Tzarechei Yachid. So again, the Ikka, what I'm pointing out is, you need two things. You need Maisa Hedit, and you also need Tzarech HaMayit. By Davar Ovid, then Maisa Uman is Mutter. By Rabim, even if it's not Davar Ovid, and it's Bechlal not Tzarech HaMayit, then it's Mutter, but that's only if it's Maisa Hedit. But that will be Mutter, even if it's a Davar Shelf Tircha, and even Befehesya. And if it's Tzarech HaMayit, then it's Mutter, even Maisa Uman. And we see all this from the sugya. The first case of the sugya is the Naharis. That's talking about Maisei Hedyet. And that's Mutter, even if there's no Tzarech HaMayit. That's what the Rosh is B'Shem derived. And even if it's a Tirchi Yisera, and even if it's for Hesya. But the Yisera over there, in those cases, any Hedyet could do it. It's not a Maisei Uman. Now when you get to the Bayreis, so there, Chatitas Bayreis is a Maisei Hedyet, and that's why it's Mutter even when there's no Tzarech HaMayit. Chafiras Bayris is a Maisa Uman. Because Chafiras Bayris is not just digging. Chafiras Bayris, you have to line it, you have to be sad besid, you have to make it that it should be leak-proof. Only Uman could do it. Chatitas Bayris, anyone could do. These things with the Naharis, anyone could do. They're just cleaning it out. So that's why it's a Maisa Hedyet. So this is the aside. We see a Maisa Hedyet is Mutta even when it's Ein Tzarech, and who within the rivers that Tzarechei Rabbim, it's Mutta, it's a Maisa Hedyet even when it's not a Tzarech HaMayit. And a Maisa Uman, that's Aser, only when it's Tzarech HaMayit. So that's when the Mishnah Berurah goes through different Tzarechei Rabbim, that he says that if you'll be able to finish the project when it's still Chol HaMayit, so that's called Tzarech HaMayit, then the project could be done even with a Maisa Uman. If you will not be able to finish the project on Chol HaMayit, so then a Maisa Uman cannot be done. A Maisa Uman needs also Tzarech HaMayit, even though it's Tzarechei Rabbim. But a Maisa Hedyet could be done even if it's a big tircha, and even if it's a fehetzia. So these are the vichalukim. First of all, by a yachid, anything that's not tzarech hamayit and not davar avid is asa no matter what. By a rabin, if it's a maisa hedyet, it's mutter, even if it's not tzarech hamayit, even if it's not davar avid, even if it's a tircha gedola and fehetzia. But it has to be a maisa hedyet. Also, by a yachid, Maisa Uman is Aser, even if it's Sarah Chamayit. The only time Maisa Uman is Mutter was by Davar Avid. Mashenka by Arabim, even if it's not Davar Avid, Maisa Uman is Mutter as long as it's Sarah Chamayit. Now the Ravid says another chiluk. We know by a Yachid is a din, Kiva Malachte B'mayit is Aser. If let's say, you could have done this Malacha before the Mayit. And what happened was, is you decided, well, I have off anyway in the Mayit, I'm going to do it with the Mayit. That will make it Aser. Even if it has its Tzarech HaDavar Oven, or its Tzarech HaMayit, but you could have done it before, it's Aser. Mashenken Rabim, even Kiva Malachte L'mayit is Mutter. Where's the Makar to that? He brings the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, Kadod b'nei sechusa istachta mesusa. In the city b'nei sechusa, their mesusa, their beis hamechas was ispatcha. It was nifchas. It became broken. V'sharlu mibdina b'mayid, and he allowed them to fix it on mayid min adam. Esnaktes kulei mayim shebishus rabbin. Right now there is sarche rabbin. It's a mechatz, and also seemingly it was sarche mayid. So even a meisa umu b'mutter. So the Gemara says b'tshuach v'kivnu. That means even if they kivnu malachlam b'mayid and it's a big tercha, it's a terech gadol. It's both a tercha gadola and they were kivnu b'mayid. They could have fixed it before, and they still held it was mutter. Doesn't say in the Mishnah you can't be mechaber malachta l'mayid. So Shami says, Amen. If you're not going to do it b'mayid, it's not going to be done. And the Ravid explains, and this Yerushalmi also teaches you the Yisrael why they were matter by Tzarech Rabbim. The reason is because Tzarech Rabbim are called the Kidja Devei Shutfi. The Gemara says the Kidja Devei Shutfi, a pat, which has a shutfis, is like a mimi v'lei kiriri. No one takes care of it. So you know what happens at Tzarech Rabbim? They get pushed off until nobody has work. If it's vacation time, then the Rabbim get together. That's what happens. So Memela, Even Kiva Machtel Lamayit is Mutter. The point is, no one has a Chrayis. So, it gets done, but since no one has a Chrayis, we gotta be very, very easy on the Rabbim, and allow them all these liberties to get it done, because otherwise it won't be done at all. So because it is the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tav Gimel Daled Sifkan Gimel says, if there's a Manig, Shoshiz B'yad Elasus Levada, you're not allowed to do B'mayit. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. A manik means if there is someone in charge, if that's his job, so then he has all the limitations. The fact that Tzarech Rabbim doesn't help him. Tzarech Rabbim is because we know what happens with Tzarech Rabbim. There's nobody in charge. There's no one in charge. Chalamayit becomes the go-to time to do it, and we gotta be matter a lot more than we otherwise would be matter, otherwise we'll never get done. If you have someone that he's afraid to get it done, we don't have this setter. I saw in the Divsha Mishnah Berurah there, he brings from Rabbi Yashiv, it's the gay in Eretz Yisrael. You have a city, Bnei Brak, Kiryat Sefer, whatever it is. Could they do their Tzarech Rabbim Achal HaMayit? He says, no. You have an Achroi, you have a Department of Roads, Department of the Township Committee, the Ir Riyah, and they're responsible, and the Meila, there's no Heter. That's what he says. So what are the Chilukim? The Chilukim are that you don't need Tzarech HaMayit, but that's only by a Maisa Hadit. It's Mut even a Tircha Gedolim Fehesya, and that's even without Tzarech HaMayit. And also, a Maisa Uman is Mut when you have Tzarech HaMayit. And also, you don't have a Brahma Kiva Malachta L'mayit. And the B'Alacha brings in another Chilak. He says, you will see, we have the Gemara later, it's an Afyud Beis. Even the Malacha said, a Mut B'chal HaMayit, you're not allowed to do them B'skar. You can't get paid for doing the work. There's malachas and amutna chalamayit, davar avid, tzarech mayit, but you can't get paid for the work. There's a heter of pael she'en l'mayoychal, but a regular pael can't get paid for the work. So the achreinim and tafkuf memdal bring down, the Magen Avraham, the Meir Mecha, and Arshalom bring down, that if it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to take schar. So the Maksa Shekel learns, and we'll see this soon, tzarech ram is not necessarily a mitzvah. So the tzarech ram that are not a mitzvah, he holds you're not allowed to take schar. But the Prima Gadim seems to them on that all Tzarech Rabbim you're allowed to take Skar. The B'Alacha says, he agrees with the Prima Gadim. First of all, the Mishnah puts them all together, the Tzarech Rabbim. What does the Mishnah say? Right? Mesaknim is a kul emayim shubishis aram, v'chayt neisa, mesaknim is a drachim, v'sa rechayves, v'smikvis emayim, v'oysen kol Tzarech Rabbim. It's saying, it's a kvaris, v'oysen afal aklayim. Now, some of these are mitzvah, particularly klayim. It's mefurish in the Gemara later on the Avav that they took schar. They took payment, the ones going out to klayim. The Gemara discusses that. So once you see that one of these cases is b'schar, and there's no chiluk made, so mistama ulanem amut the b'schar. And the second raya brings this in his words, mi yitzalasas kol tzercher amvalei schar. He'll never get anyone to do it without paying. I guess by yachid, the yachid himself could do it. Or he could say, I get a good friend of his, maybe. He's in a pinch. But tzercher rabim, there's no way you're going to get anyone without schar. Obviously, if it's mutter, it's mutter b'schar. So that's another chiluk. Besides a kivim lak pelamayin is mutter, also it's mutter to do it b'skar. Now what's included in tzarichei rabim? So here we have a tshuva sarajah, which is wood in the Beis Yosef, which is paskin in the Rama. And the Rajah was asked, we're building a shul in town, could we continue building on chalamayit? Is it tzarichei rabim? Right? Sounds like an open shut case. A shul. It's fantastic tzarichei rabim. Zakhtar Ajma, no, it's Asr. So first he says it's Asr because it's not a Davra oven and it's not Tzarechei Mayit. And I would think he means because it's a Maisa Uman. In other words, like we said over from the Mishnah Brewer, if you're going to finish the project on Chalam Mayit, so that's called Tzarechei Mayit, like the Gemara Skulik, Mechafir is Beres. So a shul, even if you consider it a Tzarechei Rabbin, but if you're not going to be able to finish it by Chalam Mayit, so it's not Tzarechei Mayit. So like we said, that's only mutter, ma'isa head, you're not a ma'isa uman. The Rajan said it clearly, but he says it's not a davar oven, it's not tzarechei mayid. But then he says it's b'chlam not tzarechei rabim. Because tzarechei rabim means tzarechei haguf. What do we have here? We have drinking water, and we have fixing the roads. The Gemara says if you don't fix them, you're doing like sasim dam ve'secha. We're talking about serious, possible personal injury problems, right? So that's what we have here. And he doesn't mention it, but I guess the mikvahs would also be called tzarchei aguf. He says, Yishalmi also says, tikim erchetzais. He says, that's also called tzarchei aguf, because it's not just a luxury. A merchetz is a necessity. The Gemara says that in the Darim. Without a merchetz, it's very unhealthy. And he mentions that by yachid, a yachid usually can find an eitzah. And I think he's mentioning that because that otherwise, if it's mamish like a tzarchei aguf, it should be like eichel nefesh, so why don't even a maisa umim be mutl tzarchei? Mayid, he says no. But a rabbin, it would have the din of tzarchei rabbin because it's tzarchei aguf, and the meila, the binyan based aknesis would not be bechlau, which is the chayav vevi chiddish. But it has to be gashmi istik tzarchim, physical needs that people need, not ruchni istik tzarchim. The Akimashi brings similarly from the Rivash. The Maisa Uman is only mutter, is not mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. Even if it's a very big mitzvah that has to be done, you cannot do a malacha of a Maisa Uman l'tzarech mitzvah, even though they're mutter l'tzarech rabbi Maisa Uman, but mitzvah is different. He says, Hilchas Mayin Akura Sein Vein Lamedim Zumizu. You can't learn out one from the other. That's what it says in Daf Yudeis. The Gayin in Bir Agra brings a makar, first of all, to the fact that he needs tzarechei aguf. The Sefta says that fixing the Chayma Seir is Asr on Chol HaMayit, even though it's Tzarchei Rabim. Rabim, of course, need a Chayim for the year. He says, if it's Smucha L'Svar, it's Mutter Mishum Sakana, but otherwise it's Asr. Why he says, if it's not a Tzarech Aguf, it's not Tzarchei Rabim. But that doesn't prove mitzvah, but he brings another Ayin, after Chesem and Beis, where the Gemara discusses what you're allowed to write on Chol HaMayit. It does not say that you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah. Why he says, when you're in a project of writing a Sefer Torah, you cannot continue the project on Chol HaMayit. Vaisis is not called Tzarechei Rabim. Now, about shuls itself, the Bedek Abayis in the Beis Yosef brings, he says, B'zman hazeh, binyan beis haknesses is a davar avod. So a davar avod, even by yachid, is mutter even a maisa uman. But why is it called a davar avod? He says, because you never know what's going to happen, because the goyim could stop the construction at any time. So if there comes a delay, I'm not sure if it's going to be able to be built. That's what he says. And the Magen Avraham brings it, but the Mishnah Berurah says, well, that's of course dependent on the Makam and the Zman. If you have a place where, yes, you have to make sure to build the shul quickly, otherwise there'll be problems, so then it will be called the Davar Avod. But if you don't have that problem, then it would not be called the Davar Avod. And like we said, do not have the Heter of Tzarechei Rabim. Tzarechei Rabim is a physical Tzarechei Rabim.